another story now in the Philadelphia area that has some people scratching their heads and disturbed as well. The president of this swim club says that safety, not racism, was the reason for canceling swimming privileges for minority children. The kids from a predominantly African-American daycare center paid to swim each week at this private club. During their first visit, some of the children reported hearing racial comments. Days later, the club returned the daycare center's money and withdrew its membership. The club's president says there were too many kids for the size of the pool and the number of lifeguards. Take a listen.
I apologize deeply for any misunderstanding. It was never our intention to hurt anyone or for anyone to be offended here. And this is a terrible misunderstanding. And I would send my best wishes to the camp, in all the camps, really, yeah. Because they have gotten an outpouring of support from all over the country.
And they deserve it. She's doing wonderful work, giving these children a safe place to be, which is what we were trying to do also.
All right. Well, Pennsylvania state officials now investigating the club's actions. President Obama, he spoke to the Ghanaian parliament a little earlier, also speaking to this country in his weekly address, directing his message to all Americans. And in it, the president brushing aside talk of a second stimulus bill. He's asking for patience, however, for that first stimulus bill, that $787 billion package that he signed in February. He says, however, that it is showing progress.
In a little over 100 days, this Recovery Act has worked as intended. It's already extended unemployment insurance and health insurance to those who have lost their jobs in this recession. It's delivered $43 billion in tax relief to American working families and businesses. Without the help the Recovery Act has provided to struggling states, it's estimated that state deficits would be nearly twice as large as they are now, resulting in tens of thousands of additional layoffs. Layoffs that would affect police officers, teachers, and firefighters.
As he's done in the past, the president tied the economic crisis to the last administration, the Bush administration. However, this is now Mr. Obama's economy to deal with, at least according to Republicans. That's how they put it in their own weekly address. The House Republican Whip Eric Cantor calls the stimulus bill nothing but pork, waste, and massive borrowing.
The plain truth is, the President Obama's economic decisions have not produced jobs, have not produced prosperity, and simply have not worked. President Obama has already asked you to borrow trillions of dollars, and so far, nearly 3 million jobs have been lost alone this year. Remember the promises? They promised you that if you paid for their stimulus, jobs would be created immediately. In fact, they said that unemployment would stay under 8%. Yet just months later, they are telling us now to brace for unemployment to climb over 10%.
Now, the GOP did have its own version of the stimulus bill. It cost about $478 billion. Not a single House Republican voted for the president's stimulus bill.